Welcome back to our podcast, where we dive into the latest research in AI. Today, we're discussing an experiment plan for investigating the fairness of face generation models using metamorphic testing.
That's right. This study aims to evaluate how well current face generation models perform on different conditions and baselines.
Can you explain what these conditions and baselines are?
Sure. There are three conditions, each with a specific modification to the original model. The first condition ablates the causal cleanliness objective while keeping fuzzing. The second uses structural controls with a single global mapping from intended intensity to control strength. And the third is actually a baseline that uses uniform sampling and static QC thresholds.
That sounds like a lot of technical jargon. Can you break it down for our listeners?
Think of it this way. Each condition tries to modify or improve upon the original model in some way, while the baselines serve as controls to compare against these modifications.
Got it. And what about the data sets being used in this experiment? Are they standard face recognition data sets or something custom?
There are three data sets involved. LF DeWithity Referral Tampax, AU labeled expression data set, but if you've licensed otherwise, old and face pseudo labels and generated stimulate bank feed subolide prompts controls.
That's quite a mouthful. What kind of metrics will be used to evaluate the performance of these face generation models?
The primary metric estimates conditional dependence between condition and nuisance vector, controlling for identity. There are also secondary metrics like violations found per 100 samples and average resamples per accepted image.
I see what you mean about technical jargon now. Can you explain why we're using these particular metrics?
These metrics help us understand how the models perform under different conditions and whether they can discover new information or not.
That makes sense. What kind of statistical tests will be used to analyze the results?
We'll be using Benjamini Hochberg FDR cross AU's Mautjimpins for Wilkinson rank sum with FDR for AU intensity differences and FDR across demographic bins for Wilkinson signed rank for paired identity drift.
That sounds like a mouthful, but I trust that it's the right tool for the job. What about the pipeline candidates being considered in this experiment? Are they all cutting-edge techniques?
The top four pipeline candidates are ARC2Face, Magibase, SDX, LSSM, DynID ControlNet, 3DMM, ARCCloud, Ranelian Style GAN 2-3 editing.
Those do sound like advanced techniques. What's the main research target of this experiment?
The primary goal is to investigate the fairness of face generation models using metamorphic testing and compare their performance on different conditions and baselines.
Got it. Before we wrap up, can you summarize the key takeaways from this podcast episode?
The study aims to evaluate the fairness of face generation models by modifying or improving them in various ways, using a combination of primary and secondary metrics and statistical tests to analyze the results.